Nolte, Winners and Losers in the Debunked Russia Collusion Hoax. By John Nolte on March 25, 2019. It all began when, using the firm of Perkins Coie to hide the transaction, Hillary Clinton and the Democrat National Committee hired a foreign national, Christopher Steele, who colluded with the Russians to manufacture a phony dossier that smeared then candidate Donald Trump as a compromise tool of Russian President Vladimir Putin. During the 2016 presidential campaign, countless dirty cops in both the Justice Department and intelligence community used Hillary's discredited Oppo research to meddle in the election, to win it for Hillary, and to ensure there was an insurance policy should she lose. This meddling included strategic and illegal media leaks, outright spying on the Trump campaign, and wiretaps. After Trump won, the dirty cops activated the insurance policy by plotting a slow-motion coup. Again, there were strategic and illegal media leaks and, finally, the appointment of special counsel Robert Mueller and his gang of partisan lawyers, who would go on a two-year rampage that ruined countless lives in what ended up being a failed quest to overturn a presidential election. The corporate media also played a crucial, conscious, and active role in this coup attempt. To begin with, CNN's Jake Tapper colluded with the deep state to legitimize the phony dossier/insurance policy as news by having disgraced former FBI Director James Comey brief Trump on it. You see, the act of the briefing was the excuse the far-left Tapper needed to justify publicizing the existence of the phony dossier, and by extension, Trump being a Russian spy. BuzzFeed's Ben Smith then used Tapper's report to justify publishing the phony dossier. And from there the entire establishment media was off and running with a two-year hoax fueled by a fire hose of fake news, invented sources, and countless ad hominem attacks against Trump and his family as traitors, attacks the media never challenged. Now that it's all finally over, here's a list of the winners and losers. Winners. Conservative media. We did our jobs. We kept our heads during the worst of the hysteria. We examined the evidence, held onto our healthy skepticism, stuck to the facts, and got the story exactly right. Our analysis, skepticism, insight, reporting, sources, and common sense delivered the truth. From Breitbart News to The Washington Examiner's Byron York to Fox News's Sean Hannity and Catherine Herridge, to The Federalist's Molly Hemingway to The Daily Caller's Chuck Ross to The Wall Street Journal's Kimberly Strassel to National Review's Andrew McCarthy. This is where sensible people looking for truth and sober analysis turned, and we all got it right. Talk radio. Alan Dershowitz. Famed attorney, and lifetime Democrat, sealed his legacy with clear, legal-based analysis which cost him many friends and career opportunities. Jonathan Turley. Another legal analyst who kept his head, dealt only in facts, and told the truth. Greg Jarrett. Author of The Russia Hoax, The Illicit Scheme to Clear Hillary Clinton and Frame Donald Trump. Representative Devin Nunes, RCA. Next to Trump, no one was scapegoated by the corrupt media with as much venom as Nunes, whose own committee has now been vindicated in its own finding of no Russia collusion. On top of that, Nunes' fearless pursuit of the full truth around Russiagate, the inconvenient truth about all the dirty tricks and dirty cops in the Justice Department and intelligence community, has been beyond vital to preserving the rule of law. If there is a hero in Russiagate, it is Devin Nunes. Sarah Carter. Superb and accurate reporting throughout. Glenn Greenwald. The Intercept's Glenn Greenwald is proof that political beliefs have nothing to do with integrity. There is nothing Greenwald and I agree on, but he is an honest man. President Trump and his family. Forget the politics for a moment and try to imagine the personal hell Trump and his family suffered while being falsely accused of treason for 2 years, of worrying about indictments and prison, of seeing the people you love repeatedly smeared in every corner of the establishment news media. In the end, though, they stood strong and came out the other end fully exonerated. The president also deserves credit for keeping his eye on the ball. Thanks to his policies, America is enjoying the first era of peace and prosperity since September 11, 2001. Losers. The establishment media. This list will single out the worst of the worst in the media. But the debunking of the Russia collusion hoax is not the beginning of the end of the media's credibility, it's the end. Where to begin? Well, how about at the beginning? Here's the corrupt media's fake news rap sheet over the last 5 or so years. Trayvon Martin murdered by racist white man. Michael Brown yelled "Hands up, don't shoot!" before racist cop murdered him. Brett Kavanaugh, serial rapist. Trump ordered his attorney to lie. The racist white boys from Covington High School. Trump can't defeat Hillary. Trump is a Russian Manchurian candidate. Nevertheless, the media will not change the way they do business because to do so would be to admit they had done something wrong. The good news, though, is that this broken and corrupt institution has undermined all the power it once had to sway public opinion. And so, all the media can do now is hang on to what's left of its audience. The crazies who want to be hoaxed, who cannot face reality. Those loons are the media's customer base. Hillary Clinton. You lost, cupcake, deal with it. Fox News's Judge Napolitano. What a horse's ass. Meet the press moderator Chuck Todd. Mueller's got the receipts. Mueller's got the receipts. Lie to me, James Clapper. Please, please, please lie to me. Tell baby what he wants to hear. Barack Obama. The Al Capone of the Russia collusion hoax. FISA court. If this kangaroo court allows a bunch of dirty cops to hoodwink it into spying on a presidential campaign, imagine what's being done to everyday Americans. Weekly Standard employees. Other than a few of their trolls, these staffers are all out work now because their useless bosses, Bill Kristol and Stephen Hayes, went the full hoax. Axios's Mike Allen. DC's most wired reporter is as much a conspiracy theorist as he is a moron. Watch Forrest Gump connects the dots. Idiot. Fox News's Shepard Smith. Napolitano and Shep Smith. Put them together and you've got almost half a wit and not an ounce of integrity. Jake Tapper. Once one of America's most respected journalists, he has since lost his audience and all of his credibility as a stooge for the intelligence community. So blinded by his own virtue, Tapper probably believes being a deep state cuck is patriotism. What a fall. Brian Stelter. Tater, the walking punchline. Rachel Maddow. For 2 years Maddow breathlessly, night after night after night, promised her audience Mueller had the goods. Most of her cult will probably stick with her, but she's exposed now and exposed cult leaders never last long. Robert Mueller. This dirty cop leading a gang of dirty cops spent 2 years digging a dry hole while destroying the lives of who knows how many innocent people bled white by unnecessary legal fees. Shame on him forever. Morning Joe. Joe Scarborough's track record for getting everything exactly wrong marches on. CNN. This fake news network deliberately deceived its audience for 2 years with an all-in gamble that the Mueller report would vindicate all those lies. CNN's ratings cannot get much worse than they already are. But who in their right mind would give these snake oil salesmen even a minute of their time? No one will ever believe anything CNN reports again, and no one should. CNN is now just infotainment for hashtag resistance stoops. Jennifer Rubin. Because she's so shrill, not only do we all know she's a joke, so does every dog within 60 miles of the Washington Post. At least she didn't try to hide her McCarthyism. Max Boot. I didn't make this up. The FBI. A den of dirty partisan cops meddling in our elections. McCabe, Strzok, Comey, the lady homewrecker, arresting celebrities over college applications to kill a negative news cycle. The FBI is a cancer on democracy. Former CIA Director John Brennan. Perjurer and liar. Former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper. BuzzFeed. Such shameless liars Robert freaking Mueller called them out. John McCain. Because his legacy is a petty, grudge-holding, preening peacock who planned his funeral to satisfy his own smite was not already damaging enough. We now know he was peddling the phony Russia dossier to media outlets. Washington Post. Only CNN saves the far-left Post from taking the crown. Never Trump. Every fake news bombshell these simpering quislings swallowed and spread with unbridled glee. What a bunch of mindless cows. Fact checkers. They told us Devin Nunes and Sean Hannity were wrong about everything and that conspiracy theorists like Jake Tapper and Chris Cuomo were right about everything. Oh, and Washington Post fact checker Glenn Kessler is still claiming Trump colluded with the Russians. The left-wing media. From Talking Points memo to the HuffPost, there was not a moment of sanity, just paranoia and lies and red baiting. Intelligence community. From WMD to Russian collusion to partisan leaks and lies. More goddamn dirty cops who should never be believed again. CNN's Drew Griffin. Griffin used to be seen as a pretty good investigative reporter. Now he will only be remembered as a bully who harasses old ladies based on conspiracy theories. Hollywood leftists. Every time Rob Reiner tweets a gay, black man registers as a Republican. David Corn and Michael Isikoff. Mother Jones is David Corn and Michael Isikoff, the hack who sat on the Monica Lewinsky scandal until Matt Drudge forced his hand, wrote a whole book about how Trump colluded with Russia. Seriously, a whole book. Can you retract a whole book? CNN's Carl Bernstein. While his Watergate partner Bob Woodward was smart enough to stay out of Russiagate, Bernstein sold his soul and not only got caught lying, he invented a source that doesn't exist. Biggest losers. 2018 midterm voters. Millions voted under the false impression our president may have done something wrong. In other words, not only did the media and deep state meddle in the 2016 presidential election, they also meddled in the 2018 midterms. The American people. We the people went to the polls in 2016 and chose Donald Trump to lead our country, which means that every injustice against our president, most especially at the hands of unelected dirty cops and their media minions, is an injustice against us and our God-given right to choose our own leaders. For 2 years this hoax hamstrung his, our, agenda and weakened his, our, ability to do business overseas. This is unforgivable, un-American, and the wrongdoers must be held accountable. This crime against Trump was also a crime against us, against America, and our Constitution. The only way to compound this crime is to sweep it under the rug. This cannot be allowed to happen.